Once upon a time, in the cosy little town of Maplewood, two friends, Ellie and Timmy, decided to go on a bicycle adventure. Ellie, being a bit forgetful, insisted on leading the way, while Timmy, patient as ever, followed along. As they pedaled through the sun-dappled streets, Ellie hummed a cheerful tune. Timmy, though slower, kept up, his little legs working twice as hard. The air was fragrant with the scent of blooming flowers, and butterflies danced around them, adding a touch of magic to their journey. Suddenly, Ellie took a sharp turn, leading them down a path neither had seen before.
"This way looks fun," she trumpeted excitedly. "Timmy!"
a bit hesitant, called out, "Are you sure this is the right way, Ellie?" But Ellie was already too far ahead, pedaling with glee. Timmy, not wanting to be left behind, followed. The path twisted and turned, leading them into a dense forest. The sunlight filtered through the leaves, creating patterns on the ground. Ellie, enamored by the beauty, didn't notice the signs warning them of the path ahead. Suddenly the ground shook, and out of nowhere, a giant, shadowy figure loomed over them. Ellie skidded to a halt, her eyes wide with surprise. Timmy, coming to a slow stop, peeked out from behind her. It was a towering tree, but not just any tree, a talking tree. Its bark twisted into what looked like a gentle smile. "Hello, little ones," the tree rumbled in a deep, soothing voice. "You seem to have taken a wrong turn." Ellie, recovering from her initial shock, replied, "We're sorry, Mr. Tree, we didn't mean to intrude." The tree chuckled, a sound like leaves rustling in the wind. "No harm done, but the path ahead is tricky. Would you like some guidance?" Timmy, relieved, nodded eagerly. Just then, a flock of colourful birds burst from the branches above, chirping melodiously. They swooped around Ellie and Timmy, creating a whirlwind of colours. "Follow the birds," the tree advised. "They will show you a path, but be warned. It's full of wonders and frights." Ellie, thrilled by the idea of an adventure, smiled broadly. Timmy, a bit apprehensive but trusting, nodded. So with the birds leading the way, they ventured deeper into the forest. The path was narrow and winding, with strange flowers that glowed softly and trees that whispered secrets. As they went further, the sky grew darker and the forest seemed to close in around them. Ellie and Timmy found themselves in a clearing where the moon shone brightly, casting a surreal glow. Suddenly the ground beneath them trembled, and from the shadows emerged a creature like no other. It was a dragon, but unlike any dragon they'd seen in books, this dragon was made entirely of twinkling stars, its scales shimmering with the light of 1,000 galaxies. Ellie gasped in awe, while Timmy's jaw dropped. The starry dragon circled them, its movements graceful and ethereal. "Do not be afraid," the dragon spoke, in a voice that sounded like the night sky. "I am here to show you the beauty of the unknown." As the dragon spoke, the stars on its body began to change, forming pictures of distant lands, mythical creatures, and tales of courage and friendship. Ellie and Timmy watched, mesmerized by the magical display. But just as they were getting lost in the wonders, a strange sound echoed through the forest, snapping them back to reality. It was a sound both frightening and beautiful. And it seemed to be coming closer. The sound grew louder, a mix of haunting melody and soft whispers. Ellie and Timmy, their hearts pounding, turned towards the source. Emerging from the shadows was a creature so peculiar that it took their breath away. It was a fox, but not an ordinary one. Its fur was translucent, shimmering with 1,000 tiny lights, like fireflies trapped beneath its skin. The fox approached them, its eyes gleaming with a knowing look. "You have ventured far," it said in a voice like the rustling of leaves. "It's time to find your way back." "How?" Ellie asked, her voice tinged with both wonder and worry. "Close your eyes and hold on to the memories of tonight," the fox replied. "When you open them, you'll be on your way home." Ellie and Timmy exchanged a glance, a mix of excitement and disbelief in their eyes. Trusting the mysterious fox,
They closed their eyes, holding onto the images of talking trees, starry dragons, and the enchanting forest. When they opened their eyes again, they were back on the familiar streets of Maplewood. The night was calm, and their bicycles were parked beside them, as if they had never left. "Did that just..." Timmy began, but Ellie interrupted. "Let's go home. No one is going to believe this." They rode back in silence, each lost in thought, trying to make sense of the unbelievable journey. As they reached their homes, they promised to meet the next day, to talk about everything that had happened. The next morning, under the shade of an old oak tree, Ellie and Timmy recounted their adventure. They spoke of the talking tree, the whirlwind of birds, the starry dragon, and the translucent fox. Their friends listened, wide-eyed with amazement, but as the story ended, laughter filled the air. "You must have dreamed it," said Stephen. "Yeah, that's too wild to be true," added Annie. Ellie and Timmy exchanged a knowing look, a little disappointed but not surprised. They knew what they had experienced, even if no one else believed them. As they walked back home, a gentle breeze carried a familiar rustling sound to their ears. They stopped and looked around. There on the ground was a single leaf, unlike any they had seen before. It was translucent, with tiny lights flickering within, just like the fur of the fox from their adventure. They looked at each other, smiles spreading across their faces. It didn't matter if no one else believed them. They knew their adventure was real, and that was enough. And from that day on, Ellie and Timmy carried with them not just the memory of their incredible journey, but also the knowledge that sometimes the most unbelievable stories hold a hint of truth, just waiting to be discovered.
This was a Tall Tale short, small but mighty stories, released in audio format. Create, read, and share more tales at talltale.com.